Still researching. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. You know, just as farmers haven't stopped and have continued farming throughout this pandemic, so has agricultural research across the volunteer state. Dr. Hongwei Shin of the University of Tennessee Institute for Agriculture and his team have stayed busy, especially during this growing season.
First thing first, the priority is to protect the well-being and the health of our employees. That being said, at these research education centers, we have 10 of these throughout the state, we did not stop a bit. Just like the farmers are planting the crops, they are seasonal. So is the research, the field research. So we continue on.
And that research is vital for our farmers to improve, and without the efforts of Dr. Shin and his team, data would not have existed for the 2020 season. And this year, those trial numbers have actually even increased a little bit.
On average, the last 2 years, we do at all these 10 research education centers 900 field trials. This year, as of now, we already done 990. We carry on our research missions in spite of the COVID-19. So we collect the data because we consider this essential, just like we're producing food, because otherwise we miss a whole season. So we'll collect this information, continue to serve the farmers of Tennessee and beyond.
Dr. Shin has served as the Dean of Ag Research for over a year now, and it takes great pride in serving Tennessee farmers. He's worked in several places during his tenure, but says Tennessee is unique in its diversity, which the research centers pay close attention to.
So Tennessee, if we're talking about diversity, Tennessee is one of the most diverse state. Same with these field trials. We go from crops, fruits, animals, specialty crops, hemps, you know, tobacco and pesticide trials, wheat science, corn, beans, cotton, beef, poultry, you name it.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.